I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known my faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 89:1. God, you are so good. Thank you for all that you have provided for us and blessed us with. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm so thankful for another opportunity to talk with you guys, to cover, to discuss, to dialogue with all of you out there, the thousands and thousands of you out there, and growing our careers, growing our businesses, our portfolios, hopefully, even though it's been a little rocky with what's going on in the Middle East. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. If you have not already, go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field, you'll get a sweet 15-ounce mug. You will get a pint glass, and you will get tons of great content. And when I mean great content, I mean fantastic content. You can reach out to me at all the links in the show notes. You can find me on social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. I am just so excited for so many reasons, and most of the reasons are is there's so many things coming up that we're going to be rolling out. One of them I get to announce today, which I am really excited about, and I just want to tell you that this is going to be a great opportunity for you to grow in your business sense, in your negotiating skills, like this first meeting coming up. And what are you talking about, Matt? Well, let me tell you, I am starting a book club thanks to a few of you listeners. There was a few of you that asked for this, and here we go. There is a link to the show notes. We are going to be covering a book once a month. The first book we're going to be reading is Never Split the Difference. Our longtime listener and frequent emailer, Cal, recommended this book. So we're going to start with that one. Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It. That is, just sounds like an awesome title. It's by Chris Voss. The link is also in Amazon. And go over to Patreon.com/HTBT Book Club. Sign up and get ready. Start reading the book. Get the book. Start reading it. Our very first book club is going to be on October 29th. And we're going to do it on the last Tuesday of every month. And we're going to do it at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And why I'm giving you a specific time is because I'm going to be doing it live. And we're going to be having like a business meeting or like a real book club, but online. And you can not just hear me talk about my summary of a book. So you can get that. You're going to be able to get a summary of the book, but you're also going to be able to ask questions. We're going to be able to promote you where you can talk as well. And you can share your thoughts. You can type your thoughts. We're going to have polls, and you get to be part of the club. You get to be part of the show. You get to be part of the podcast. How many podcasts do you have the opportunity to get to be a part of? I mean, it's going to be a great opportunity to work on some of those communication skills, get to read a book, get to learn, and continue the drive forward. Go over to Patreon.com/HTBT Book Club, or you can just click on the link in the show notes. Sign up. Let's get the book and let's get going. I am really excited about that. That is going to be great. I have tons of tweets and news articles on my phone that I just had to get to. One of them was just so great in light of what the Democrats have been talking about. And this is where the branding for the Democrats are getting out of hand. And usually the Democrats are phenomenally better at branding than the Republicans, and they probably still are in a lot of ways, but there's some things that you just can't brand your way out of. And Liz Wheeler, she has a TV show. I think it's OAN. I'm not even really sure. Honestly, I've never even seen it. But I do follow her on Twitter because she has a lot of great stuff to say. And it was actually in relation to the town hall that they had. And she just lists out all the things that Democrats want to do. They want to take away your red meat for global warming, ban your SUVs and trucks for global warming, force you to drive electric cars for global warming, tax you for spewing carbon, quote unquote. That someone said that. Ban plastic straws. Let me tell you, coming from California, it sucks. Not having plastic straws sucks. And then say yes to abortion for population control. That was a good old Bernie Sanders one. In all coal jobs, eliminate the GDP and ban fracking. I don't know how the Democrats think that they're going to win on this, or maybe they're just in their echo chambers in New York and LA, but they just lost. I mean, there must be some kind of miracle that they're thinking of cooking up or hoping that Trump just like drops dead or something. But I don't know how you win Pennsylvania. I don't know how you win Ohio. And this is just a good application for all of us, is you really need to be careful about the words you use, especially in today's climate, in today's culture, in today's technology-filled world, where every video, every soundbite is not only recorded and put on the internet, but it's easily searchable. There is so much technology that can search through your life, search through what you've talked about. Like, anyone can go back and just archive. They can notate. They can do whatever they want with all of my shows. They're out there forever. And I'm sure I'm going to eat some of my words someday. But when you're running for office, it's no longer going to be the case where you can say one thing to your base and then think that you're not going to have repercussions in the future. And let me tell you this. For you young kids out there, you young bucks, as I like to say, don't you think that what you put on social media isn't going to come back to get you? It will. It does today for all of us. Do you not think the people you apply for a job are searching all of the social media sites for you to see what you're like, to see your conduct, to see your pictures, to see who you hang out with, to see your opinions? Do you not think that's what they're doing? That's why I could never get a job in a big corporation again, is because I say some things that just everyone would not even want to get close to. I'm just kidding. But you need to remember that. And I think that's a good reminder for us, is to be cognizant of what we are saying and communicating, especially if you're going into politics, especially if you are going to be talking about something controversial. It can come back to bite you. And especially if you are running for office, don't ever think that you are going to be able to flip-flop again. We are in a place in our lives with technology that we are not. We're not going to be able to get away with that kind of stuff, because it's going to be thrown right back in our face. And I don't know how you go to Pennsylvania and say, I'm going to ban SUVs and trucks, and you will drive an electric car, and oh yeah, all your coal jobs are gone. I mean, how many states that are needed to win the presidency depend on coal jobs right now? Pennsylvania, I think Kentucky, the Virginias, I mean, especially West Virginia, right? I think they're in a world of hurt. And that makes me a little happy, because the Democrats are freaking nuts. All right, now let's talk about something fun. I want to talk about something that I've heard throughout Twitter for the past month talked about in one way or another. It hasn't been like a, I don't think it has been trending, but I hear about it, and it, I hear about it a lot, not just in Twitter in the last month, but just throughout the last 10 years, probably. And that is the NCAA and paying college athletes. And this is super controversial, or maybe it's not. I think Tim Tebow came out and said something about it. I honestly didn't hear what he had to say about it. But this is a really like crazy scenario for me, where the NCAA gets away with not paying their athletes, and they're making millions and millions of dollars off of them. Like, if there was really like a modern day slavery, I don't know what else it could be. If there was, and when I mean slavery, I'm not making racial like associations. I just mean simply from the economic perspective, that somebody is doing something for an organization and they're not getting paid for their labor. They're not getting paid for the value they're providing. Zero. And the argument is, well, they get to go to college. But the NCAA isn't giving them the education. The college is. And the NCAA is branding, trademarking, and making all this money, and the schools are making all this money. And do you think it's even close to fair how much these programs make off of these athletes compared to what they get in return? Would it even equate to minimum wage? Like the percentages of how much that these colleges are making off of these athletes and what they get in return is so minimal. And that is why you see these black markets. This is why you see these violations, these people getting handouts, these families getting paid while they don't get paid directly. It's because it's so unfair that there's this huge black market. Now, there are a lot of arguments for why they don't do it, and they're all terrible. Yeah, I'm going to be a closed-minded person on this. You're all terrible. You should be paid for the work you do. You should be paid for the value that you provide. And it's just atrocious to me that these college kids who are coming out of high school, and a lot of them are poor kids, right? A lot of them are these black kids that are incredible athletes, but they don't have like the understanding, the financial intuitiveness to like make these decisions. And then lastly, the NCAA is a huge monopoly. Like, yeah, you don't have to play sports. But if you want to play sports, if you think your only ticket to college is through sports, can you go anywhere else? Can you go anywhere else to the top colleges? Like, yeah, I'm sure there might be like some, you know, podunk colleges that aren't in the NCAA. But I'm telling you, like, if you think that you can make it to the NFL, you go through college, you need to go to a big school, the scouts are going to see you. If you want to get an education, and you want to get like a great job and a high-end, number one, top-ranked school, you have to go through the NCAA. And it's criminal what they're doing. And it should stop. It should stop. You should be paid for the value that you provide. And these kids should be able to have agents negotiate for them because they're kids. They're kids. So that's my thoughts. Let me know what you think. Remember, be careful what you say. It can be held against you. And if you do have any influence in the NCAA, speak up for these kids. Speak up for these people that are being taken advantage of. Now let's go out and be successful, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Sign up for that book club. God bless.